from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. With gas now at $1.68 a liter, chauffeuring your kids back and forth to hockey is going to cost more. Just imagine if you drove your car for a living, as Paul Babin does. He drives 6 days a week for the ride-sharing service You Ride. As an independent contractor, he pays his own fuel cost, so finding ways to save gas is important.
In between calls when I'm parked, my car isn't always running, you know, keep it warm kind of thing. And if it's kind of quiet, just shut the car off, let it chill.
Babin also has a government HST number so he can write off part of the fuel cost on his taxes. COVID-19 has claimed another life in our region. That brings the death toll for the Porcupine Health Unit to 41 so far during the pandemic. As is its usual practice, PHU will not say anything else about this latest death out of respect to the victim's family. Several First Nations say they do not support certain actions taking place in Ottawa. The Algonquin's Pequannagan First Nation Chief Wendy Jocko has joined the Algonquin Anishinaabeg Nation Tribal Council and Kitiganzibi Anishinaabeg in condemning the setup of a teepee, a pipe ceremony, and sacred fire in Confederation Park in support of the Freedom Convoy. Their statement says the First Nations did not give consent to these practices, and permission from them is needed for the ceremonies. Meanwhile, the organizers of the convoy say they're staying in Ottawa for as long as it takes for governments across Canada to end all COVID-19 mandates. Ottawa police say there are only about 250 protesters left in the city, but call them a highly determined and highly dedicated group of unlawful individuals. Police are anticipating the Freedom Convoy will grow again this weekend. So far, there have been 3 arrests and further charges are coming. The Conservative Party of Canada is looking for an interim leader before choosing a permanent replacement for Erin O'Toole. A caucus vote today saw 73 out of 118 MPs show O'Toole the door. Finally, this afternoon, Canada's flag bearers have been chosen for Friday's opening ceremony at the Winter Olympics. Women's hockey captain Marie-Philippe Poulin and short track speed skating star Charles Amelin have been selected. The opening ceremony is scheduled for 7 o'clock Friday morning our time at the National Stadium in Beijing. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.